that can take a lot more time.
Takes a lot out of you.
We wanted everybody to meet someone that we think is a young role model. Let me tell you how this came about. This is an 18-year-old Boston basketball phenomenon named Ayla Brown. Ayla, that's a strange name. How do you spell it?
It's actually Ayla, and you spell it A-Y-L-A.
Ayla. Okay. She finished her high school career as one of the top female basketball players in Massachusetts history, scoring 2,358 career points. Whoa. In addition, she's a two-time Gatorade Player of the Year, top female basketball player in Massachusetts. After Ayla finished her senior season as the captain of the, is it Noble and Green?
Noble and Greeno, yeah.
The high school girls basketball team. She placed 13th on the season's 5 of the television show's American Idol, which is not terribly bad.
Wow.
It's a little unusual. Ayla, the thing that interests me is I love watching girls basketball and I hate watching boys basketball.
That's good.
Now, can you tell me
why? Need more of you out there in the world.
Yeah, but why? What's the difference? I haven't analyzed, but why is it much more fun to watch women? Even my husband will stop what he's doing if I'm watching on a Saturday a girls' basketball team, and he'll come in and he'll watch with me.
I think it's because we're more fundamental than the guys. And when you're on a guys' team, I feel like all they're trying to do is dunk the ball and show off. And it's not as fun. It's not as team-oriented. And with female, it's just such a team game, and you're working together and very fundamental. So I think that's the big difference.
It, in a way, it's why I prefer watching women's tennis to men's tennis.
Really?
Yeah, because men's tennis is shot, 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 you know, and we women have volleying. It's going back and forth and back and forth. It's a slower game. Let's just say it that way. It's a slower game. Anyhow, it's A-Y-L-A Brown. How did you know you were going to be good at basketball? No one told me. Maybe I would have been good at basketball. Who said to you, and at what age, you ought to go throw that ball through a loop?
No one really told me I was going to be good. It kind of just happened as I grew up and started to really love the game. And I joined an after-school program when I was in fourth grade at my elementary school, and that's where I really kind of learned how to play. And then my dad would bring me down to the gym, and it kind of up my confidence over time, and then joined the varsity team as an eighth grader. So it all kind of came together at some point, and I said, you know what? I think I really love this sport, and I want to try it in college. So
did you have a basketball hoop out in back of your house?
Oh, of course I do.
Oh, no. Did you when you were in fourth grade?
No, I did not.
That's interesting. So my putting that up is not going to make any of the kids.
Well, my dad would bring me down to the elementary school after school, and we would shoot around for an hour or two.
How tall are you?
Finally, when I really started loving the game, they decided to invest in a basketball hoop.
Only after she loved the game. How tall are you?
I'm 6 feet.
Well, that's not so tall for a basketball player.
Oh, it's really not. And a lot of people think it is when I say I'm 6 feet. But to average women, it is pretty tall, though.
For average women, but how tall is it for a female basketball player?
I'd say it's probably still average. I mean, I'm taller than some of the guards, but shorter than some of the forwards. So I'm pretty much right in the middle.
Is there professional female basketball anymore? I heard that they were not going to have a professional league.
Yes, there is. Of course there is.
Oh, okay. I don't know where I heard that. Do you want to do that?
I'm really not sure. It depends on how well I do in college and how much I still love it at the end of 4 years. And I'm actually majoring in communication, so I might try and go down that route at some point in my life. I'm really not sure.
How do you balance the schoolwork with the basketball? And then when you're on American Idol, I assume you sing. So how do you balance all that?
Just having a good support system behind me, I'd say, because that was really important for me, having my parents out there in Hollywood with me, and then also they're kind of giving me pointers and just keeping my head level and making sure that I was okay and safe and healthy. And that kind of got me through a lot. And even at Boston College, my family's only 30 minutes away. I have teammates now who I think is just like my family and who help each other through ups and downs. And it's the same thing. I think the support system is what's got me through a lot.
Were either of your parents, did they play basketball?
Actually, yeah. My dad played at Tufts University.
Uh-huh.
And he played for 4 years and was the captain, and he really loved it. So he was pretty much playing his whole life.
Do you have brothers who play?
No, I have a younger sister, and she does not play basketball. She's an equestrian. She rides horses.
And mother, did she ever play basketball?
She says she did in seventh grade, but if you saw her jump shot, I don't think you'd believe her.
Did you enjoy recording the album?
I did. I had an awesome time recording it, and it was just really fun and exciting.
Now, is that show American Idol on the up and up, or is that all fixed?
You know, some people have different opinions. Some think it is fixed, others don't. I personally think it's a very fair show.
Okay, you were on it, so I take your word over somebody, you know, cynical like me.
Well, I think once you get eliminated, people obviously have thoughts running through their mind like, oh, that was rigged, I shouldn't have gotten eliminated. But all in all, I think it's a fair show, and, you know, you deserve to go home when you do.
Now, how many hours a week do you have to give to basketball? You play for Boston College, right?
Yes, I do, and it's about 20 hours a week.
Wow.
Yes.
That is a lot.
Yeah, it is quite a lot of hours.
Ayla, I had no idea. I thought you just showed up Saturday morning and you know, there was another team there and you ran around and tried to do them in.
No. Sometimes I think we wish that happened, but we practice a lot and we put a lot of effort into our lifting and running and preseason workouts, and now we're finally in season, so we practice about 2.5 hours a day.
How is your team doing?
We're doing very, very well so far. We're a very new team, so we're kind of learning the plays now and getting used to each other on the court and off the court, but it's been going great. We have a scrimmage coming up in about 2 weeks, and then games start November 13th.
Who is the considered the best female basketball team? Is it the one in Connecticut?
UConn or Tennessee?
UConn?
I think there are so many unbelievable teams, especially in our conference. You have UNC and Duke. And
right.
I think those are two of our biggest rivals because they're just so talented and quick. And Ohio State, they are very good. And Maryland, the women's teams in this conference and even in this league are just so talented.
Now, is there always one member of the team that the other people don't like? One member.
Hopefully that's not me, but I don't see any animosity yet.
but it's a new team, right? After it goes
really
a while.
Really, really well.
Ayla, this is Sally's brother. Your name, obviously, is the same as the heroine from Clan of the Cave Bear.
Yes.
Is that who you were named after?
Yes. My parents picked the name from that book.
I kind of thought so, but I just wanted to hear you confirm it.
Very good,
you called
Steve.
It, honey.
That's very good.
Uh-huh. Do you look like Daryl Hannah?
No, I don't have blonde hair. I have brown hair.
Oh, okay. So when was, you know what, we can figure out age by figuring out the first name. If somebody's name is Scarlett, we pretty well know how old they are, Ayla. You know, it's either a movie or a book when it comes to a very unusual name. If I have a young daughter now, say in the second or third grade, and I noticed that this kid seems to be good at sports, what do I do for my daughter? How do I bring up a daughter to be good at in sports? Just for herself, not necessarily to earn a living.
I think it all comes down to her drive and her curiosity in the sport and how much she loves it, because you can do all that you can to make her love it, but if she doesn't, then, it's not really going to do anything. If your daughter, say in second and third grade, becomes very interested in, let's say, hockey, you know, she will always love it. You'll probably have to buy her some ice skates or hockey skates and build one of those ice rinks in the back of the yard. But I guess that's what parents do, and that's what my parents did for me. They invested in a basketball hoop and let me join the after-school leagues. And I think that was really, really important for kind of nurturing my love for basketball.
Well, somebody had to drive you to those leagues.
Oh, yes.
30 seconds.
I mean, you know, there's no way around it. All right, we are going to now watch you. Steve, do we get this on our television?
I believe we do.
We do? Okay, so I want everybody, Ayla, A-Y-L-A, Brown, you are to go to her website if you want. You're to watch her, and you're to follow her, because now you've heard her talk. And we are very interested in having you on the show. I love it. I love girls' basketball. Time for a break.